This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number two. The G3 Help Me Hotlines are wide open for you. 865-546-8200. Want your thoughts on the basketball team. Then we're going to go to some football stuff. Then some NFL. Circle back, give you our picks for Tennessee Vandy, of course, by the end of the show. And, lots to get into on this weekend recap / Optimism Tuesday / Misery Monday, Tail Between the Legs Tuesday and all that good stuff. Up first, we have Matt on the horn. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
Man, I'm assuming you guys were off yesterday for Martin Luther King and not the blizzard that ensued.
Both. We like to keep it ambiguous.
Well, boys, men, if you will.
Thank you.
We hitting the nuke button if we lose tonight.
Ooh. Oh, now that's a question.
Define nuke button, because like I
Jerry Stackhouse.
I mean, we're burning it down.
I mean, Rick Barnes already said what a great program he's building there. So,
what?
If you worship Rick Barnes,
he said that.
That's what he said.
Why did he say that?
So if they lose, he can say, "See, I told you so." Old Stackhouse, great. And if you win, it's like, "Oh, glad we were able to beat Stackhouse. Really doing something." He's probably just being nice, too.
Coward.
I hate saying must win, but, I mean, good Lord, guys. If you lose this one, it ain't looking good for sure, you know?
No. It's not looking good anyway. Tonight, I mean, this is truly a nothing to gain, everything to lose type game. I mean, you go in there and win, regardless of the score. It's like, okay, have we fixed anything? Probably not. Could you tell anyway? No. But you go lose it. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, you guys were talking earlier, and Davey mentioned it. I mean, it's this team is just not fun to watch. They're not good. We're just not. And I don't know what happened, man. Like, we kind of saw hints of that when the season started, but it's just a weird. I don't know. I was going to say that our identity was our defense, but hell, when you let Kentucky throw up 107 on you, I think that kind of shoots holes in that theory, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Kentucky shot it really well, but that you no matter how bad you play, you can't have a team go 107, even if they're shooting the lights out.
Well, I don't think we should be a top 25 team, not with how we're playing right now. And I'm not saying that this team can't get a back, because you know we've seen Tennessee teams do it before. But I mean, if I'm betting, you know. The way I've just watched a lot of basketball through the years, I just don't think this team's going to – I'll be honest with you guys. This is – they don't even look good enough to make the tournament right now if they keep playing the way they're playing.
If they keep playing this way, it reminds me of some of those teams that they get in, they get in because, like, well, they don't have any bad losses, and you know they beat Arizona back in da 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 da, and yeah. but you kind of just know it's like they're just kind of a power team that who knows, you know, they might play one good game, advance around. I mean, you just know they're not going to go on a run.
No, they're not, and I don't. It's weird. I wish there was an answer to fix it, because it's like you've got some talent on that team. You can see it. I mean, recruiting's been there. But Jesus, man, you can't put the ball in the hole. It's like, how do you fix that? I mean, there's just nothing. There's nothing you can do to correct poor shooting.
Well, that's the that's what made Saturday so frustrating, man. I mean, that's probably the best you've shot in an SEC game.
Yeah, it's true.
One of the best shooting games you've had all season. No, didn't.
Well, not that we didn't play defense. We just Kentucky was just on fire. I mean, I don't. You're going to come across some games like that, but if that was a one-off, I would think okay. But we've had some other games where we just don't show up on defense either. So it's not like that Kentucky game was a anomaly. You know, I mean, Tennessee's had some good defensive games, and then we've had some poor defensive games.
I thought the game plan to start was really, really bad. It was, you know, don't help off Shibwe, don't let him beat you up on the glass. And because of that, we gave up, you know, drives to the middle, and there was no help there, and they just got easy layups. And then it took us a while to adjust out of that. Then when we did, they were helping a little too far, so they're getting, you know, kickouts to the guy in the corner or the, you know, elbow for threes, and they were hitting them, and that's not hasn't been a great three-point shooting team for Kentucky, and they just, you know, they had one of those days. But you did that. You gave them those looks.
Will we do that tonight against Scottie Pippen Jr.? Will they do the same thing?
No, I mean he's a guard. He's not going to be inside. I don't know who their posts are, but we'll go back.
Guarding, like focus on him, and then allow other players to make cuts or do whatever.
That's a good question.
I mean, that's the only player. Scotty, it's not like we're playing a great basketball team tonight. They're decent. Probably better than we are, but, I mean, still. I think we've got better all-around players than Vanderbilt does. Vanderbilt's got two good players. That's about it. And then two good players that are probably better than our best players, but then three players that are worse than our next three by far.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I just didn't understand. Like, if Tshiebwe goes off, I think I could live with that. But stopping him and allowing everybody else to get whatever they wanted, that just didn't make a lot of sense to me. Tonight, I would say do the same thing, and it would probably work. Like, if you can shut down Scottie Pippen Jr., you'll probably be okay. That said, it might not be a bad thing. I mean, we let that kid for Arizona go off and still won that game. What's his name? I can't think of it now. I mean, he had like 30.
Mathrin,
yeah, he had like 31 points, but you held everybody else in check, and you know he had to take tough shots. I think I'd rather do that than, you know, stop one guy and let the whole team kill you.
Is the Vanderbilt Commodore name about the one of the top three worst dumb nicknames in NCAA? It makes no sense. I mean, why are they Commodores in the middle of right in the middle of Tennessee? I mean, there ain't an ocean around there. Anchored down? What? Anchored down what?
In the river, I guess.
Maybe the river? Like a barge or something.
See you guys.
Thanks for the call, man.
He mentioned, you know,
Cornelius Vanderbilt. He made his fortune in shipping.
He mentioned recruiting has been good.
Certainly good.
But, I mean, we're not playing a lot of the guys that had your class so highly rated this year. You know, I mean, we're playing Kenny Chandler. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, all those other 4- and 5-star guys, you aren't getting seeing the floor.
Josiah Jordan James was a 5-star.
I mean, from this year's class.
No, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you got Kenny Chandler.
Vescovi was a 4.
Josiah Jordan James. Vescovi was a 4?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a first-year player, but.
I mean, is it our big guys that are the problem?
Yeah. You're not getting anything from Folky. Kumwa's inconsistent, and Huntley Hatfield sits on the bench too much. And then when he gets in, he looks pretty good, but then.
And what's our other guy that is hurt?
It was like a 4-star. Adu.
He's never done anything injured, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, he played late in the game earlier in the year, but no, yeah, he's been hurt.
I mean, if you have 4- and 5-star guys that either don't play or just aren't that good, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer when we can't get our 5-stars ready to go. And, you know, you see, I guess Jabari Smith is probably the prime example at Auburn. I mean, that guy's a baller. Almost had him.
Mm-hmm.
Banchero. For Duke, he's pretty good. Almost came here. So,
yeah, I don't know. It's
frustrating.
It is. We got DR.
Seems consistent too
on the horn next. What's up, DR? You're on Three and Out.
What's going on, guys? You know, one thing we've heard the last 2 years is this is Barnes' most talented team, and his most talented teams suck. And for me, I'm just resetting my expectations. I say this kind of tongue in cheek, but I'm getting to the point now. I just want them to have fun and nobody to get hurt, and we'll just see how it goes. You know, especially if we lose tonight. That'll kill the narrative of, well, we've gotten beat by top 25 teams, because Vanderbilt sucks.
Yeah, they're not very good. If you lose this game tonight, I mean, you're at that point. I mean, if we lose tonight, I'm putting us on the bubble.
Yeah.
Because that just, you know.
Because there's no telling how many of these games we could lose down the stretch.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to make the tournament, though. I mean, come on. With some of the wins we have. And we didn't lose any of those just nasty non-con. I mean, there are better teams that are going to have a worse loss than Tennessee already.
No, right? That's like, true.
I mean.
I'm just saying, you look at the schedule. I mean, you should win tonight, but coming off of what you did on Saturday, I'm not exactly, you know, confident. LSU at home, especially if they get Pinson back, I feel like that's a loss. Florida at home. Toss up at Texas, probably a loss. A&M's looked really good. You'll probably win at South Carolina in a rock fight. At Mississippi State, toss up. Vanderbilt at home, should win that one. Kentucky at home, probably going to lose. At Arkansas, probably going to lose. At Missouri, should win. I mean, you got like four guaranteed wins the rest of the way. And just, I don't feel like this team has anything figured out.
No, I'm not to the point I'm as defeated as I was under Conzo, and definitely not the point of where I was under Pruitt, which shouts out to all the sheep out there that kept calling me and a few others negative or saying he was not coming back. But
oh, happy anniversary. That was 1 year ago today, by the way, Dio. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's beautiful. A year ago today, I got permanently kicked out of all Facebook, and my Twitter got suspended for, quote, tweeting people. I'm not that defeated yet. But I'm getting there. I'm just not gonna have any expectations. I'm just gonna watch the game and hope they don't get hurt and have fun. Which, by the way, Houston, we once had a coach that had to ask if everybody had his back. You'll never have to ask that about me. Man, I wish Matt Jones would have responded to my tweet.
Well, he said it's very it's bad for his health to respond to people on Twitter.
So yeah, I thought it was cute that he would respond to other people that responded to mine, but not to my actual tweet.
Mm. Yeah,
sounds like he got caught in a lie or something.
I think he did. I think he did. That was you
talking about, guys.
Yeah, that was so like you couldn't plan something like that. It was the weirdest. I'm just sitting there like, no, I'll reply to this. It's kind of funny. And the next thing I know, poof, and then of course Tennessee. You would like to see your team go out. And
Tennessee didn't have your back.
They didn't defend my honor
they
very
did
well,
have
did
your
they?
Back one bit.
I mean, I figured we'd lose the game. I didn't think it would quite go like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was funny. I think Kentucky fans made it a point to not come at me after the loss so that they could say, oh, no one talks to you after. It was kind of good. It was kind of funny.
That's funny.
I thought it was all in good fun. Certainly. It's like I told Matt, I was like, hey, man, it's a rivalry game. It's a big weekend. Like, just enjoy it. Oh, I can't. It's hard on me.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
It's hard on me. Hope he gets well soon, though. Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, how sad is it when sports have to be that that hard
it's
on
Twitter.
The body.
It's Twitter. It's Twitter. It's just fun. Mm-hmm. I just can't stress you out.
I know.
Sad.
Rick Barnes is 13-12 in his last 25 SEC tournament and NCAA tournament games. 13-12.
Oof.
Against Quad 1 and Quad 2 opponents this season, the Vols have the 29th best defense.
I'm sorry? Against Quad 1 opponents?
Quad 1 and Quad 2 opponents. Tennessee has the 29th best defense. That was coming from Billy Stats. He was trying to look for, are we just really good on defense against kind of weaker teams? You know, do we kind of feast on those teams and it skews our numbers a little bit?
I'd say that's probably true of all teams, but
yeah, right. I don't think that really jumps off the page. Actually, he said they're only 2 points worse. So,
I mean, a lot of good teams in college basketball this year have, you know, looked amazing and then they hit a little slump. I mean, I think Baylor's lost two straight. Gonzaga, was really good. They lost a couple straight.
That's what's always been fascinating to me about college basketball, and I'll compare it to the NFL for a second. In the NFL, if you're really good at beating bad teams, it's very beneficial. because you can earn, back in the old playoff format, you can earn a top two seed. You could get a bye and then home games, and there's not, you don't have to win that many games to go deep in the playoffs. And if you're playing at home, or you get a bye and then you win a home game, all of a sudden you're in the conference championship. So, and the bad teams can pretty much win any week in that league, right? In college basketball, you play some just god-awful teams early in the season.
Yeah.
I mean, just horrendous teams that, like, if you're a tournament team, you're going to beat pretty much every night. Maybe you lose to one throughout the entire early portion of the season. How well you beat, the margin you win those games by really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Really what matters is, are you getting better so that when you play your conference teams, you're playing better and can win those games? And then those bad conference teams you play, that's kind of more like the NFL analogy where, okay, it can kind of then elevate your seed line for the tournament. But once you're past the first, I guess, weekend of the tournament, I feel like the seeding is not that important anymore in the NCAA tournament, because you're either catching a super hot team that's played above their seed line.
Yeah, that's upset a couple folks, or you're playing a standard,
playing
really
a
good team.
Good team anyway.
Yeah.
So really, like, how well you do in the regular season for college basketball in a strictly wins and losses and winning margin analysis really does not matter as much. Like, you should be, as a coach, doing whatever you can do, anything you can do to make sure that in the tournament you play your absolute best basketball, even if it means you win a game by 10 instead of 25 early in the season. Maybe that means playing Brandon Huntley Hatfield in a game where, you know, maybe that means
we said that
playing a different style. Maybe that means, you know, not pressing in a game once you're up 12 with 10 minutes to go, because you know you can coast and win anyway and save the legs for the next one. You know, whatever it's different with different teams. But this team, like, I don't see them not making the tournament, but I definitely see how they could kind of fall apart here and not really have any juice left. But,
right.
But I mean, that happened. I feel like that happened to us last year, really the last few years.
Yeah.
It's like we don't get any better. Like, our team is the best it's going to be in, like, late November. This year, maybe. I mean, I would hate for December the 22nd to be the best this team plays all year. That would just be an indictment of the coaching staff. You can't play your best game in December in college basketball.
Unless you had, like, a bunch of crazy injuries or something, right? Like, lost some of your best players, but that's not what's happening here.
Yeah. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. More hour two. I want to get into some Tennessee football here in a minute. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour two rolls on, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer for the game tonight. Or the weekend, or for whatever reason you want. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. What time's the game Saturday?
6 p.m.
6 again?
On ESPN, right?
ESPN.
Neat.
For all the world to see. Maybe we'll, I mean, Kimbaum's got us winning 66-65.
Over
LSU? Yep.
Don't worry, NFL playoffs are happening at that time, so it's probably not going to get as many eyes.
He just said we're supposed to win.
Well, he said for the whole world to see. Usually whenever I hear that with this team, I'm thinking last time the whole world was able to see was against Texas Tech.
I mean, I'd say a 1 o'clock tip on ESPN probably had quite a few eyeballs, and I wish they hadn't watched that one.
Well, that was Davey's point. So at least some NFL games on, or an NFL game on, so it won't really be the...
I don't mind if we win.
I mean, are you watching the Titans are playing at 4:30.
I got two TVs. I'll watch both of those.
Depends on how the night goes, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We look bad, lose by 10 tonight, and I might just keep track of the score.
Call it baseball season.
The NFL schedule is a 4:30 kickoff Saturday. Bengals, Titans, from Nissan Stadium in Nashville. 8:15, 49ers at Packers.
Called that one.
Why are we going to a late game at Lambeau? It seems, I mean, I haven't checked
frozen
the weather.
Frozen tundra.
But goodness gracious.
That might be the Saturday of upsets right there.
Could be. Or it could be a Sunday of upsets. 3 o'clock, the hottest team on the planet, the Rams at the Bucks.
Are they really the hottest team right now?
Yeah. I think they ran into the coldest team in the playoffs.
Well, we'll see.
If Brady beats them with this scrub show lineup he has out there, it'll be very impressive. He'll deserve the MVP just off of a win Sunday.
6:30, Bills at Chiefs.
That's the game right there.
Is that it?
That's the one. Wonder if that one plays for the Super Bowl.
Calling your shot, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, who are you to go against my shot when it comes to NFL games?
This is a great lineup.
I think I got all of my games right this past week.
So do you have the Bills and the Chiefs versus the Packers? Which one do you have playing the Packers?
Bills and Bucks.
Who did I pick a few weeks ago? You,
Bills.
Bills and Rams. I think it was.
I can't remember.
It was kind of outside the box at the time.
I figured.
The Rams were behind the Cardinals in the division.
I took Cincy. They won. I took Buffalo. They won. Tampa, of course. I did say Philly had a chance to keep it close. They did not. I knew San Francisco would beat Dallas, although that one got a little tricky there at the end. We're going to have to break down some of these games because unbelievable. You knew Kansas City. It took them a little bit, but they, you know, ended up putting the hurt on Pittsburgh. And then the Rams. That Cardinals team was just they were done.
Cooked,
they didn't even look interested in playing last night. That was bad.
Ever since Hopkins has been out, it's just. Well, I don't understand what happened to the defense. Defense was really good early in the season, and then they just.
I know JJ went out, but I feel like he hasn't been that great the last few years.
I mean,
anyway.
He wasn't the reason they were good early. It was
was it Chandler Jones?
Coverage, linebacker.
Game he had against Tennessee where he had 5 sacks against the Titans in week 1.
The whole team, the whole defense was just, I don't know.
I know their offensive line, I think, got a little banged up, but Kyler, when he hurt, really once Kyler hurt his ankle, like they just weren't the same. It felt like he couldn't get around as much, which is kind of strange because I thought James Conner was running it really, really well. They still have some really good receivers.
Well, he was hurt. He played hurt last night.
Okay.
Bad. He had a big rib protection thing on. I mean,
gotcha.
I feel like in the NFL now, it's who, you know, we've said this for years, but it seems like even more with this extra game in the season. It's like who can make it through the season without as many injuries is maybe more important than your seed and where you are in the with the matchups and stuff.
The Titans were the most injured team in the history of the NFL, though. They still found a way to kind of take care of business when they needed to. Now it looks like they might be the healthiest they've been all season going into this game. They're going to need it. It's a pretty good Bengals team coming in.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Bengals defensive line's really banged up.
Are they?
Like they might have to go free agency to like shore up the back end there.
Really? What do you think of that random whistle on the Burrow touchdown to, let's see, who was that? Was that?
It was Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd.
We did determine it was the referee whistle, right? It wasn't in the stands or anything.
I think so, yeah.
It was.
Because they said they came out and made a statement the whistle came like
inadvertently
after it mattered, but we all know that's fake news. I mean, like, the whistle happened during the play.
Yeah, and I totally get where, you know, Raiders fans are upset. But the result of the play was the correct result, if that makes sense. I mean, Raiders players didn't stop because of a whistle, and then he threw. I mean, the whistle didn't blow until the ball was 3/4 of the way there, and Boyd
was wide.
You don't
think that defender slowed down?
No.
Because the whistle.
I don't think it would have mattered.
I couldn't really tell. Like,
I think it was going to be a touchdown no matter what.
Okay.
So I think, yes, they messed it up, but I still think the result was the right result.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it decided the game. It sucks that they blew that call. And for them to come out and say it, they should have just come out and said it should have been replayed. The down should have been replayed. I don't know why they didn't just
said it after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have said that, but I think the result of the play was the correct result. So Bengals win by a touchdown. Raiders fans, furious. Still a pretty good season for them. I mean, at this point, Bisaccia has to. Like, are they going to?
They just fired Mike Mayock.
That's not a surprise. GM.
Yeah, I could have told them when they hired him he was going to suck just on his NFL Network takes, player evaluations.
Yeah, not very good. Missed a lot.
He's a really nice guy, but like he would always rank guys. The Mayock top five best available was always per position was always crap.
But I think Passaccia earned that job.
I just think he did a really nice job.
Buffalo
waxed the Patriots.
Was it 7 touchdowns in their first 7 possessions?
Didn't they have the perfect game? Isn't that what they said? Other than the 2 missed extra points? 1 blocked, 1 missed?
Really?
Yeah, like they didn't punt the whole game.
For some reason I thought
they didn't
punted.
Turn it over. Like that was the whole game. They only had 7 possessions.
They had a 1 second possession to end the half.
Okay.
No plays, no yards, 1 second game, halftime. Sorry.
They were saying that's the first time that's ever happened in NFL history. And then they found a game from the 40s that the Bears played that might be the same, but they didn't keep the log as detailed as
gotcha.
They do now.
Yeah.
So.
But no, yeah, you're right. It was all touchdowns or they had the ball at the end of the half and the end of the game.
There's never been an NFL game where a team did not punt or turn it over.
In the playoffs or in a game?
I thought maybe it was in the playoffs, but I feel like it was in the game in a game.
Pretty good.
Or kick a field goal. They didn't.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean they missed their extra points. I guess you'd have games where the team scored on every possession in the season, but a touchdown every single possession.
Yeah.
Not, with kneel downs either at the half or in the game.
Josh Allen was really good, man. I mean, 21 of 25, 308, 5 touchdowns, didn't get sacked, 6 carries, 66 yards. I mean, he was perfect.
Yep.
He was sensational. That's another team that's getting healthy at the right time. Knox is back healthy, Diggs. I like Isaiah McKenzie a lot. I hated him at Georgia, but he's come in and done a really nice job. Emmanuel Sanders, 2 catches, but 1 went for a touchdown.
So you got Bengals won 26-19, Bills won 47-17, Bucks won 31-15, 49ers won 23-17, the Chiefs won 42-21 over the Steelers, and last night the Rams beat the Cardinals 34-11. We'll talk a lot more about the NFL.
We got to talk about San Francisco, Dallas, man.
We will. But I told people we were going to talk some Vols football. I got some stuff. On the flip side.
Okay.
Then we can come back to NFL.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sure.
I got.
Who'd you tell? What are you?
I got a little bad news.
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's weird. I don't know. Hey, no. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. Take care of your teeth with Drs. Malone and Costa. They'll take great care of you there right in the Cedar Bluff area, West Knoxville. It's Knoxville Smiles. You can make your appointment online. Easy peasy. KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio.
All right, hit me with this bad Tennessee news.
So we've been debating, or not debating, we've been wondering if Tennessee is going to be able to land some more transfer players. I mean, that's the new game, right? Like you have to recruit high school guys, and you have to keep your guys, and then you have to check out the transfer portal because there's so many dudes there. I think the hope with having a coaching change now for any program is that maybe you can rebuild faster if you are more effective than other coaching staffs at getting the right transfers out of the portal. Obviously, I still think portal guys are always a risk because there might be a reason they're in the portal. Either they're not as good or maybe they're a slight head case or something.
Or they go to Wyoming and blow up.
And yeah, and they want to upgrade.
Yeah.
So Tennessee's already gotten a good receiver out of the portal.
Well, he also took a visit to Ole Miss last week. He was on campus this weekend and does remain committed to Tennessee, so fingers crossed there.
When when does that stuff finalize? Like, once they enroll in class?
Haven't classes started?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, okay.
They had a, the semester now starts later, apparently, because they have a J term now at Tennessee.
All right.
I don't know if they called it a J term. That's what we called it where I went. But some type of mini term class. So that runs through the 21st. So classes start on the 24th.
Okay.
So I guess that's.
So we got 6 days.
Is that the deal with the transfer thing?
Yeah.
So obviously it's an important time. You know, the. And apparently the coaches have been working that angle and evaluating the portal players and all that kind of good stuff. We talked about Kayron Calvert transferring away.
Yep.
Anderson Kobe also transferring away. And Trinity Bell, Houston, is out.
Yeah, he got banged up, I think, his senior year of high school.
Tore his knee, yeah.
Yeah, couldn't quite get back into the swing of things. I kind of never knew what to expect. He's like real big, right? Isn't he like 6'7" or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to see him get a shot. All right, well, what's this? What's the bad news?
Well,
other than,
I mean, obviously, I think they would like to, like, you know, we talked about them signing maybe another running back. Obviously, you got one kind of highly touted freshman coming in, and I'd wondered, like, I mean, they need to sign a bunch of transfers. Like, let's go. Like, what's the deal? Well, apparently, Tennessee has self-imposed a scholarship reduction, which they did announce that they were going to self-impose some stuff with the NCAA investigation. I guess still either, well, it kind of happened. Like, we investigated ourselves and invited the NCAA to, like, come watch, essentially.
Yeah.
Then we wrapped ours up, and now they're going to do whatever they do. But we went ahead and self-imposed some stuff so that hopefully we get punished less once the whole thing's done.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, we have self-imposed a reduction in our scholarship numbers. So normally you'd be at 85 scholarships.
Mm-hmm. What are we at?
Nobody knows.
They won't say.
Hmm.
Nobody knows, and Tennessee won't tell even the insiders, even the recruiting sites, even the, like, no one knows.
Okay. So it's a secret.
It's a secret. I just kind of noticed when somebody said, yeah, they were kind of happy one of some of these guys left, meaning Bell and Calvert, because they were tight on numbers. I was like, how in the hell? We talked about how behind the sticks we are. We're on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's two different numbers. There's the 25 every year. Then there's the 85 max for the roster. And you have to balance both those at the same time. They also have that extra 7 transfer folks you can bring in this year. But if we've self-imposed too many spots, we can't take advantage of bringing in 7 transfers on top of the 25. So, like, what are we doing?
Trying to avoid penalties, bowl bans. I mean, okay, we don't like this, obviously. Is it possible the NCAA has told us, like, okay, we're, you know, if you'll do this, we won't give you a, you know, 2-year bowl ban. We won't give you a bowl ban at all. We won't take any more scholarships away. We'll accept this. Because if you do this and the NCAA doesn't accept it, you look like a bunch of morons. Like, if you do 7 scholarships and they come back and say, no, we want 15. Like, I that's going to be very bad. Especially when you look around and see what other, I mean, Auburn gets a slap on the wrist. Their coach has to sit out for 2. I mean, we fired everyone involved, even players involved. We told them they had to leave. How are we still punishing ourselves for this?
One of the recruiting insiders basically said that Tennessee wants to add, like six players at one at six different positions on the field.
Okay.
But to add them, they'll have to drop. Players will have to leave. How is that even possible?
I don't know.
Like, they have to run guys off.
What were they, 60-something or something?
Didn't Heupel blow that whole thing up?
Yeah. We only have 67 scholarship guys.
Yeah, something like that.
Am I crazy? Isn't that 18 less than 85?
Well, then you
have we self-imposed 15, or are we at 70? Have we self-imposed 50? Like, that's crazy. Usually when people self-impose, they're like, two scholarships. We're taking away. I mean, that's really going to limit our football team. We're down two, three scholarships. What in the world? Of course, we also found out. Didn't we find out Heupel? That was kind of a lie. Wasn't he, like, kind of creatively counting?
I really can't remember. I mean, let's see. You're losing Alante Taylor, Javonte Payton. Theo Jackson.
Where's Shawnee's spreadsheet when you need it?
Seriously. Cade. That's five right there.
I was just counting in my head like guys that weren't technically graduating.
Well, I know, but the guys you lose that graduate, though, they're not on scholarship anymore. Valus Jones. Salon Page is coming back. You lost Jaquan Blakely.
You also have to count in guys that are using a COVID year to come back when they shouldn't. Like in a normal situation, like they would be done.
Well, he's just trying to count total guys that are leaving and see how many. Then you got to count guys coming in and then see what's left, right? I mean, that's a mess.
This is a exercise that I don't believe can properly
be done on the air.
Be calculated, yeah.
Yeah, probably right. But if you were at 67 last year,
67,
and you lose, I mean, 10, right? And you're at 57, you've got plenty of room for your class and transfers.
So the idea is we'll take a large hit this year, and then hopefully the NCAA just says, all right, you're good.
I just didn't want to take a large hit with personnel, you know, like, man, I would rather miss the bowl game than have to not have 10 players. I mean, how tight can the numbers be? Like, that makes no sense. Our class only had 20 guys in it.
Yeah. So what? But they won't tell anyone what the number is.
Right.
Or so what the recruiting restrictions are.
Yeah. So we're just in this weird place where if the team isn't very good, let's say not even this year, like next year, and it's because the school has hamstrung the coach. Like, no one's going to know who to blame, right? Like, it creates this real gray area of, like, whose fault is this? Did we play this wrong? Or can we just not recruit? You know, like, I don't – it's a mess.
Seeing as it's Tennessee, I'm going to go ahead and just go on a limb and say we played it wrong.
There's really no way to know. I mean, until the NCAA makes their decision, if we do this,
2034, yeah,
probably right.
I'm just saying, if the NCAA comes in and says, "All right, no, you know, time served," right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, "Okay, did you give away a little too much? Maybe, but if they don't add anything else, then you probably feel like you're pretty good." Now, if they come in and hammer you anyway, you're going to look like a bunch of big idiots, and maybe they are.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Final segment, hour two, next. A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Final segment, hour number two. Looks like the Neyland Stadium renovations coming along.
I hope so. It's gonna be weird, though.
Do what?
It's gonna be weird.
Think so?
I mean, I'm sure it'll look good.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
It'll just look different.
Can't wait for that new Jumbotron. I mean, it used to be one of the number one things when you like search tickets. You know?
Can I see the Jumbotron?
I mean, yeah. Well, because a lot of places, a lot of smaller stadiums, that have put in like the massive one side jumbotron. Like you can pretty much see it from every mm-hmm. seat unless you're under it. But Tennessee, because of the weird overhang, certain mm-hmm. spots, and then you know the angles. If you're on the in the corner, you know that'd be the southwest corner. You know, like how far around am I? I'll be able to kind of look mm-hmm. up and see the jumbotron.
It's not nice. A problem just, anymore.
Yeah, be on both sides. I guess you could still have the overhang problem. Of course, you got your little TVs in there, so. Mm.
It'd
be great for your seats. Yeah. Big upgrade.
Yeah, it's not that hard to turn around. Yeah. It will make it a little bit better though.
Yeah.
How big is the new one compared to the one they have now? Aren't they redoing the old one?
That was debated, like to match the picture quality of the mm-hmm. new one.
Yeah.
Because the techs come along, you know.
I think they said they're making it bigger and better, the old one.
The old one?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not having to redo the structure, but the screen's
right,
bigger,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, I think.
We'll see.
Congratulations to Josh Heupel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big award.
Award. He was named the co-winner of the Steve Spurrier First Year Head Coach Award. He gets to split it with Shane Beamer, who he beat by 25 in their matchup this year. 45-20. Tennessee was up 28-0 at the first quarter break and 38-7 at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe he should have won the award outright?
Based on who he's sharing it with, probably, yeah. But I also get that.
I mean, it's not a head-to-head thing. Like, what was South Carolina projected to get, 3 wins?
Something like
I'm
that.
I'm not saying that they didn't have a bad year. I'm just saying, I mean, you smoked them, and they beat up on some teams that were kind of, you know, out of it late. I mean, didn't they beat Auburn when Bo Nix was out? Mm-hmm. They beat Florida when they had tanked. I think he did a fine job. I just think Heupel.
How is it
did better.
Awarded? Like, who picked? Like, did it?
I don't know.
I mean, if a bunch of people voted and it just tied, then okay, I kind of get it. But if a few people get together and decide and they're like, let's just split it, okay, I don't really like that. Just make a decision, you know?
Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Gus Malzahn finished third in the voting.
So I guess it was a vote.
It's called First Year Head Coach.
Mm hmm.
I've never even heard of this award. Is this the first year they're doing it?
I don't know.
First year of the first year head coach award?
I mean, technically, only one was a first year head coach.
This was nationwide, though, right? Not, mm-hmm. Yeah, because you said mm-hmm. it was on.
Huh. I guess they'll just cut that trophy down the middle.
Heupel and Malzahn have been at other stops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Awards are awards. Like, I'm happy we're winning awards. That means we had a good season.
Yeah.
But I could really.
That's right.
I'm not get fighting mad over who else.
Oh, well, I'm not fighting mad.
You're not. There were people on Twitter that were, of course, because they're like that for anything, really.
It's Twitter. Yeah. Wrath. Yeah. But no, good for him. Circus Sports has now moved the line tonight. Tennessee is a 7-point favorite. This is just the 12th time that the Vols have been a 6-point favorite or more on the road under Rick Barnes.
Okay.
Just reading the stats here.
Reading the news.
Yeah.
Tennessee's going to have a big juniors day coming up in recruiting. They're 18th currently in the 2023 rankings for football recruiting. Georgia leads the way. 9 commits. 7 of them are 4-stars.
Of course. Naturally.
USC, though, mm-hmm. I would argue has the best class so far. Because they have 4 commits for 2023.
All 5-stars?
3 of them are 5-stars.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good start there for Lincoln Riley. Tennessee has 1 4-star and 1 3-star. Obviously.
Okay.
Very early. Doesn't really matter yet.
I mean, how many guys are we going to allow ourselves to sign? Maybe it's 2. Maybe that's it. That's the whole class. We're done.
It's hard enough to win in this conference just... like cheating your ass off. I mean,
look at Pruitt.
I don't really want to be the goody two shoe school that at best they're like, well, yeah, 8-4 is a great season in Tennessee because they do things the right way. I don't want to be that school.
Mm.
I want to cheat and win championships.
Man,
you know, like I just I'm over it.
Daniel has informed me that Josh Heupel is the first coach to win the first year head coach award twice. He won it in 2018 at UCF.
So it's not the first year of the first year coach award.
No.
Okay.
He's the two-time winner.
Two-time
winner. Basically, when he goes somewhere,
that first
boom.
Year. Well, it's a system, man. He's got a great system.
Hopefully, we haven't.
I was about to say, I don't want to see that trend continue.
Man, that was different.
Yeah,
the team was topped out.
Of course, if we keep hitting our own pockets with recruiting restrictions, it might be the best season we have under Josh Heupel. At no fault of his own.
A&M's out here spending millions of dollars.
What'd you say the total was? Like $60 million or something?
Charlie was saying something. I don't know. Just for one class.
Got to get the bag.
I mean, it's just going to be like, yeah, our locker room and weight room aren't as nice, boys, but you're going to have fat pockets. I'm sure the players will be like, sounds good, coach.
Do you blame them?
No.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
That's the way to be.
That's the way to be. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour 3. Get back to the NFL playoffs. We got to talk about the Cowboys.